from Henry Dwyer. Let's have a chat to Paul Snowden, because Paul's hoping to win the $5 million quokka this weekend. Morning, Paul. How are you?
Good, Michael. Yourself?
Very well, mate. Very well. Has your boy made it over to the West? Is he all settled in?
Yeah, we did a bit of a FaceTime last Friday afternoon, and he's dead set walking around the joint like he does the Gold Coast, like he owns it. So he settled in pretty good.
He loves to travel, doesn't he? He's a machine when he gets up north to the Gold Coast. So that augurs well for over in the West this weekend.
Yeah, look, Dad went over there early Monday morning, and he obviously galloped on the course proper there yesterday, but obviously most of the work, everything was all done before he left, just to compensate for the travel. And considering how well he got over there, determined sort of what we did with him yesterday morning, just got some footage just up the beach there, and honestly couldn't be tickled pink, just waiting for a barrier draw.
Well, you'd be pretty happy with that gate, wouldn't you? Does barrier four with Blake Shin on board seem like a nice gate for him and the quokka?
Well, that's fine. I'm just coming back from the beach myself, so I didn't even know that it's been done yet. That's fine.
Oh, well, there you go. You're happy with that then?
Absolutely ecstatic.
He's been a good horse, especially the last 18 months, hasn't he? He's really developed into one of the really good class sprinters, and that shows in his bank balance. Yourself and your dad have placed him to perfection.
Yeah, look, it's been a good probably over 3 years with him. As far as results goes, I don't think he's finished further back than fourth in the last 3 years, and it's just been a testament to you know, just he's just a mature racehorse now that he enjoys, you know, what he does. And most importantly, he's been an absolutely sound horse all the way through his whole career. Touch wood, that doesn't change. But, you know, he doesn't have long breaks, believe it or not. And that's sometimes it is overkill for horses that, you know, don't need a massive spell, albeit through an injury or whatnot. But he just needs these little head freshens that he goes out for, and I think that's a acute factor of him racing so well. He's just in a great frame of mind all year round, and there's no doubt he will have a good spell after this, because it's been a quiet process getting him over there. But you know, he'll go back to defend his crown and hopefully make it, you know, winning four races in a row at Magic Millions next year.
It'd be just incredible if he could. Amazing. Hey, will you run Fearless in the Champagne on Saturday?
Yeah, I will. Yeah, no, he's great. In hindsight, I think we rate him a little bit, used to draw a little bit too much to our liking. All his best runs have been when he's been left alone, and he's got a very, very good turn of foot, and I think it's a better turn of foot than what them horses have got over a mile, if he can get the mile. So he'll be ridden accordingly on Saturday, just nice and quiet into the race, and just give him the last final shot over the last 300 metres. And if he can do that sort of that turn of foot that he's got over sort of six furlongs, a la like the Blue Diamond run, well, you know, who knows?
Absolutely. And just quickly, I see there's a nom for Devil's Throat in the Hareba. Will it go around at Mornington?
Yeah, stage he's there to go around. Very dependent, I think, but of course as well, he's hard to place. He's at a benchmark level now where it's a little bit hard for him to place him, but he's been down in Melbourne for quite some time now, and he's enjoying himself. He's prepped up well, so he's an underrated horse, I think, but he always runs well fresh.
Do you like any at Canterbury today?
Good to get back to Canterbury. Haven't been there for a while, but as history suggests, once quarantine period finishes there, it can be quite hard to read. So I'd love for you to ask me after we have about two or three races to see what we can come up with. But I think my two-year-olds go quite well. Barfi was just a little bit new, his initial run on the Kenzo, and I think he's learned a lot from that. Overwatch is a nice filly. Well, again, I think she can improve off the back of whatever she does today, but European horse having second start for Earth Dance, he's always going to get too far back in the Kenzo track, and they were on speed all day long. He was a horse that made up solid ground to the line, and I expect him to be very hard.
All right, well, good luck today, and good luck especially in the Quokka on the weekend. Appreciate your time, Paul.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.